Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we explore whether or not fish have teeth, what the Catholic Church should put on our tongues as the body of Christ, Lea Michele breaking her silence, and J-Lo's vendetta against Virgos. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello, little boy. Hello, little bathed boy. You look so wet and damp, fresh out of the shower.
Yeah, I am. I'm dripping.
I haven't seen your hair this wet in years.
Oh, I'm soaked from the tip of my scalp to the tip of my hair.
Do you towel dry or blow dry?
So I blow dry often. However, what I'm using currently today is this new JVN leave-in post-shower conditioning goop that you put in your hair while it's still wet, and I am enjoying the fluffiness it gives it after the fact.
You know, that's good for you. I think there's nothing I hate more than when my hair feels fluffy. You know, like, I hate when you wash your hair and then you get out and then you dry it and it's just out of control. Washed, clean hair wants to do whatever it wants to do.
You know what? You know? When are they going to bring back... Who was that fish? Do you know the fish? L'Oreal for
Red
kids.
Redfish, bluefish?
No, L'Oreal for kids.
Is that the bottle that, like, turned purple under hot water?
Okay, if you're rich, we didn't have color-changing bottles, maybe. This was, like, a shampoo you'd have at your dad and stepmom's house because they're rich. But, like...
A two-in-one?
No, it was a one-in-one. Let me tell you, bitch, it was, like... And it was shaped like that fish. Did you ever have it?
I don't think so, no. No, we didn't.
Well... Speaking of fish, we had bar soap
and we had whatever bar soap was on sale.
Hey, bar soap is pretty good. I like bar soap.
All I use is bar soap.
Okay.
Well, you know how I feel about loofahs. We've discussed it before.
Yeah. If waste and waste being wasteful weren't a problem, if things could just vanish, if matter could vanish, you know. Hell yeah. I would love a new loofah every day. There's something nice about a crisp new loofah. The feeling is nice.
Do you use a loofah every day?
Yes, I do.
Oh my God.
What do you mean?
I told you once, I scratched my nipple with one and I'll never be able to go back.
You don't have to. This is my body, my choice.
It felt like the little part of my nipple was dangling from the other part of my nipple.
The little part of the nipple?
The areola?
The nubbin?
What's the nip of the nipple called?
The nip of the nipple? I think it's just the nip.
Is it the nip of the, or the tip of the nipple?
The tippity tip top of the tip of the nipple.
It snagged the tip of my iceberg, no, and baby.
You need to call it by its proper name. The tippity top of the nip of the nipple. Say it.
The tippity top of the nippity nipple?
Not Tiffany top. The tiffany top of the nippity nipple?
When's the last time you were tiffany topped?
Tiffany topped. Is that when...
I Love New York?
When I Love New York tops you? Probably.
I guess so.
You know what? Can I talk to you about something? There I was.
Always, baby. I am here. I think all you ever do is talk to me about something.
I was at the Drag Race Vegas premiere, their live show.
Recently?
No. The premiere. This was like pre-pandemic.
Oh.
And Tiffany, I Love New York, Pollard, was there. Mm. Walking the carpet, she came to the after party, and I have a video of Leland Official, you know?
I know her.
And
heard of her.
And Tiffany, I Love New York, Pollard, the two of them circling the dessert area of the after party and dancing at each other. Not with each other, at each other. While RuPaul is in the background DJing. It's quite a sight.
I think my preference is to dance at people always and never with people.
I see that for you.
Who's got the time? With somebody?
Anyway, we asked...
who? What did we ask?
We asked Google last night.
Who's we?
Hudson and I.
Okay.
We were having a big... discussion about fish.
Were you having a big tiff?
No, we were talking about fish, and I said fish have teeth, because we were
some fish have teeth.
Well,
not all
he was
fish.
He was trying to watch piranha, and I said no. I would say piranhas are not high up on things I want to. I said, well, I think it started because I said I'm afraid of fish. I'm afraid of fish biting me. I'm afraid of piranhas. The thought of, have you seen the visual of like. Somebody goes under a water and then there's flapping in the water and it's all these, and then they bring up the skeleton of whatever they put down in there. Piranhas.
Baby, no. Oh, well, I guess, yeah, I have seen that. But have you ever done the thing with your feet in the fish?
No.
Where the fish eat all your dead skin
off
your feet?
No, I really should, though.
Would you?
I would.
But you're afraid of fish.
Well, those are tiny, tiny baby fish in like a fish tank.
How big do you think a piranha is?
I don't know. But like what I'm saying is I am afraid of piranha. And so then Hudson was like, well, we should watch piranha. And I said, I was like, I just told you my fear and you want to show me my fear. That's not how I want to spend my time.
Face your fears, baby.
I don't.
What's Hudson afraid of?
Oh, baby, don't go there. Something existential, I'm sure. Something, something.
Big, big black letters in space.
What's that about? What is that? At 33, I should know what that was about by now. Because when I was a toddler, I was...
trauma.
Yeah, what is...
Trauma.
That's a very specific trauma that I have not unpacked. Let's keep that packed.
Okay, we'll put it back in the backpack for now.
Yeah, and then he tried to watch Tremors, and you know I hate Tremors. That's a scary movie
to me.
I
love Tremors.
No.
Oh, my brothers and I used to play Tremors in the living room.
Anyway,
it was
so...
kind of like the floor is lava, but the floor was Tremors.
What I was trying to bring up was we asked Google, because he was like, oh, fish don't have teeth. I said, fish have teeth. Do you think fish have teeth?
Some fish have teeth.
Well, I asked Google, I said, do fish have teeth? And she said, quote, all fish have teeth. I said, well, damn, I just needed some, but you really put my argument stamp done, period, bitch.
do fish have braces?
They probably
could. Invisalign?
do you think any fish out there have the same set of teeth as me?
No. No, there are fish with dead teeth, though.
But given the amount of, oh my God, Corey, I think I might have another dead tooth. Not that I ever had a dead tooth in the first place. Let me just clarify.
What happened?
I don't know. My tooth that I recently had my, what did I have?
A hole in your tooth?
No.
A hole in your head?
No.
A hook head?
No. Yes, yes, and no. Two truths and a lie. No, I had, my root canal.
Oh, I forgot about
oh,
that.
Oh, honey, it was trauma. Yeah.
You're like
that tooth is I was trying to eat some dried mango last night and it was not having it. So oh, I said, "Oh, here tough. We go. Here we go, me and you."
You like dried mango?
Oh, yes.
I love it. Is it got high sugar though?
Oh, yes.
But like, is it okay because it's like fruit sugar, or like, what's the deal with sugar?
You got to figure out if it's natural, like if it's part of what came with the food, or if it's added sugar. So when food is like no added sugar, that's a good thing, but that doesn't absolve them of the sugar that might be present regardless. But like in generalmente, I would say fruits do have sugars.
Yeah, all fruits have sugar.
For our ancient relatives, fruits were probably that bitch. Fruits were like, ooh.
Are you familiar with sugar water?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You should be him for Halloween.
Thank you. That's sweet. Let me write that down.
Does Nathan need to make you a costume or what?
It's up for debate. We're figuring that out. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Did Jesus have free will?
I think he had free Wi-Fi.
Damn.
What did you, sure, I don't know. Were you saying God was all telling him what to do so he didn't have free will?
Well, you know, like... Where did he... I don't know. Did he ever wear a high pony?
Speaking of God...
Go on. I've heard of him.
So your tweet the other day about what did you want your first... What did you want your... communion to be?
A crab rangoon.
Okay, so I saw your tweet. I replied to your tweet. Mamrie joined in on the tweet. I was having dinner with my brother and his fiance at the time. I saw the tweet and I said, what a fun game for us all to play. I said, if you could have your communion be anything other than that lame wafer, what would you want it to be? But the rule was it had to be like a bite-sized portable, like...
Well, I said an entire lean pocket. Why has it got to be bite-sized?
That seems a little too big for me. I think that doesn't quite make it. You could have a...
Re-bird it. No, I'll, like, dislocate my jaw.
Like, you could have a pizza roll, but you could not have a hot pocket or a lean pocket. Too big. It needs to be, like, a bite-sized...
You know what you're giving me right now?
Too many rules.
You can have teeth, but you can't have a tongue.
Is that game teachers play?
You can have a boot, but you can't have a shoe.
They're like, hell yeah! What is that? What are you? That's what you're. Where are you bringing that stuff again?
On the trip. We're going on a trip. You can bring these things. You can't bring these things. What's the rule?
I can bring poop, but I can't bring piss.
Yes, you can bring piss. In fact, dear. If you do not bring your piss, honey, we're going to have an issue. I didn't pack any.
Oh, is it just a double letter? I thought it was a double vowel.
It's a double letter.
Damn, I can bring poop and piss.
And pee.
Fuck yeah. What a party.
Do not bring shit.
They can't bring shit.
No.
Well, so what would you... So other than a lean pocket, which you can't bring, what would you bring?
So I'm not bringing it. The church is bringing it.
What would you want?
It needs to be something worth waiting in line for. Not many things are worth waiting in line for if it's just one bite. Like, think of it like,
wow.
Think of it like Costco. Like, you're not going to wait 50 people in line for a sample.
Honey, they're already lining up for the driest fucking piece of bread, cracker shit.
Yeah.
That's what we're lining up for. They'd be surprised if they got a watermelon Sour Patch Kid.
Ooh.
They'd be surprised if they got a jalapeno popper.
A blue warhead.
Yeah, sure. Now you know how to play the game.
Okay. Yeah, all of these are great options. I don't think a pizza roll is good because it's too hot in the center. It's too hot in the center.
I mean, that's what they said the same about my jalapeno popper.
And in its own way.
Sometimes when it bursts.
A bagel bite is too hot on the top. I burned the top of the roof of my mouth the other day, and it's like still kind of like going through something.
No shade. But somehow every time you cooked pizza rolls, they would burn your mouth, but they were also undercooked. How?
When did I ever make you pizza rolls?
Babe, we used to come home from the bar to your house, and all you ever had was get out the pizza rolls.
My house? Where? Who? Where? How?
Oh, so suddenly you didn't make pizza rolls after the bar?
It does ring a bell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would do it.
What would you want for the blood of Christ?
Oh, a soda stream. Can you soda stream? I know you can't soda stream milk, but can you soda stream holy water?
Yes, absolutely. Oh my God, we should.
Okay.
This one church that my mom made us go to growing up, you didn't come up to get the first communion or whatever. They would just pass it around, and you'd have to pass this tray, and it was a big tray, and it was wobbly, and it had lots of little wine, but it was just grape juice. Had lots of little, and you would pass it up and down the rows, and I was always afraid to spill it. And then they'd have the tiniest little basket, and the communion was like as big as my pinky nail. Tiny. Not gonna satisfy my hunger.
It's giving Tic Tac podcast episode.
It was like a Tic Tac breadstick.
Ooh, a breadstick. A breadstick could be good.
I wouldn't let you have a breadstick, but I'd let you have like one of the pretzels from the mall dipped in your favorite sauce.
Yeah, like one of the sauce. Oh, you know what? Actually, yes. So what they need to do is sampler platter for the body of Christ and a dip flight. Where you can pick which sauce you want as the blood of Christ.
Should we have this at our church?
Sure. The church of what?
Eleganza.
Ugh, Jesus. Stupid. You stupid bitch. Okay, sure.
Church.
You know what? Hey. What? You know how people... I was thinking about this. This is really nice.
I don't know nothing about how people...
You know how people in church, they're like, okay, so everyone say hey to somebody around you or whatever, and you're all like,
yeah, and they're all peace be with you and also with you.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Community building is good.
Would you do this where you put out your hand like a princess and have them kiss it?
I'd let all the old men of Saint Mary's kiss the back of my hand. Enchanté. Enchanté.
Wait, where did you usually sit at St. Mary's?
Enchanté away.
Was this you, your dad, and your sister at St. Mary's?
Yes, we'd be in the back.
But where? You know, they got like the big area in the middle and then like one on the right and one on the left.
I'd be in the back, bitch. I don't know.
Back middle?
Back. Back, back, back. Back, back, back. Damn. Again.
I wonder if I ever saw you at church.
Maybe. Hey, we need to talk about Lea Michele. I can't lose track of, okay. of our time okay, on this okay. one. This is okay. It's an important topic okay. for today.
Speaking of, there could have been a better transition.
Speaking of...
A lazy transition.
So Lea Michele has broken her silence. She's broken her silence. She said... Yep. She said, hold on, I've got something to say about everything, about that.
I can read.
Well, she didn't say that. let me, don't get ahead of yourself. She didn't say that. She broke the silence and she said less than that. She said, let me pull up the quote.
I don't need to say that.
She did say that. So, question, give the people a backstory of what happened so far. So, what? There's a rumor okay. about that she can't read.
Well, so you know how sometimes, well, and this is what I wonder, because you know my social media is very like, I follow a lot of people in the gay community, a lot of people who identify as queer. So I wonder how much of these do we make up and how much do straight people also, are they aware of these rumors? Like,
does it matter?
Like Lea Michele. No, but I do wonder because it's like, I also wonder what other completely like, random celebrity rumors are like, you know, everyone says Millie Bobby Brown hates gays.
Yes.
like is that a gay joke? Do straight people know that we say that about her?
I do wonder though if everyone know if every I, there needs to be a new term because it's not a joke. It's a false rumor. It's a agreed upon inside joke right. at the
it's
expense
like a joke
of
rumor. Yeah. Of a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like a...
What is that?
We need to term it.
Well,
but like, I do wonder, because I think, wouldn't... I think, I guess I'll start a spinoff podcast where I interview all these people about this, the rumors about them that the gays have really latched onto.
Clear the air with Corey Cool.
So everyone says Lea Michele can't read. They said Ryan Murphy read her lines on Glee. They said she can't read. And she finally spoke out and said, she didn't say I can read, and she didn't prove it.
She said,
will you ever believe she can read, or would it take for you to just pick a random book off the street and hand it to her?
Well, first of all, when I interviewed the Lea Michele at...
Did you interview
at
her?
At the Kids' Choice Awards, I said, your new book, Brunette Ambition, changed my life. And that brought...
You didn't read her book?
No, of course not. But, like, I wanted to give her... I am in the business of giving gifts. That was a gift I gave her. Does it change her life knowing that Tyler Oakley did not read Brunette Ambition? No, but it changed her life in that moment that somebody said it changed their life.
You know what changed my life?
What?
Louder, the 2014 album by Lea Michele.
it came in like a wrecking ball? Cannonball.
Like a cannonball.
Yeah, that did.
On
that did
my
go
way.
Off. Written by Sia, I think.
Anyway, so did she read her own book? Where are you going with her book?
No,
me. Well, when I see you with Lea Michele's book.
Me? I'm going this way. Brunette Ambition first.
Is that really what her book was called?
Brunette Ambition. Yes.
God, I should memorize that for trivia someday.
That is a great book. Title. It's referential, unafraid to reference or not reference. It's, you know, it's self-aggrandizing. It's reclaiming brunettism.
How many Glee actors have books?
I don't know. Not many. Many.
Chris Colfer.
Oh, he's got a whole series.
Lea Michele.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jane Lynch.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Damn.
Okay, anyway, she said, I went to Glee every single day. I knew my lines every single day. And there's a rumor online that I can't read or write. It's sad. It really is. I think often, if I were a man, a lot of this wouldn't be the case. So, she didn't say she can read or she didn't say she can.
That's weird. I would think less men know how to read than women.
Historically, zoom out a little, Corey.
Nowadays, I'm not talking to the history of time. I'm talking nowadays.
But also on currently on Earth, access hey, to education. let's unpack.
Do you think
maybe she's
more
got something to say?
Or legs?
Eyes or legs on Earth?
Yeah.
Eyes.
Okay.
I have no reason. Why? What's the question? What's your answer?
I don't know. I saw a TikTok about
eyes
it.
Eyes or legs?
But some guy said it's definitely legs because
millipedes.
They said because of ants. Mm. And they said there's like a kajillion ants in the world.
Yeah,
one quadrillion ants in the world.
Girl, there is one quadrillion
you know
ants in my kitchen, bitch. I am sick and tired of it. And I
would you rather
I
get an ant trap, baby?
Not only did I order an ant trap, because
what's the truth?
I ordered like $130 worth of ant traps. I said I will win this fight. I will. Like I said, I'm buying in bulk. I'm going to be on every corner of my home. You are not. If they think they're getting away with anything in my house, they're not.
Damn.
And they're still here. So I don't know. The war's not done.
I had ants at my last home before I moved, and I bought one pack of ant traps and got them all in one swoop.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on, but I hear it's a whole LA thing.
Oh, ants everywhere.
Ants.
Listen, the people on Big Brother always complaining about ants in the house.
Well, bitch, let me tell you something. The Big Brother house is probably so fucking disgusting and vile. When we went in at the end of that season, it stank.
Well, it was their last
stunk.
Day.
It was so stank. It stunk, did it not?
Yeah, messy people being messy boys and messy girls.
Stinky, hey. Stunk.
Do you have anything else to say about Lea Michele?
I think, you know, it's not a rumor I care to fuel because, like, what's the impact of it? It's not really fun because she doesn't like it.
Do you think Millie Bobby Brown likes her rumor?
No.
If I were Lea Michele, I would just go everywhere with a book for like a month. And anytime somebody looked at me, I would just start reading from it.
Yeah, I kind of find that it is a fun rumor to play
imagine
with.
Imagine of all the rumors, imagine what fun you could have with this. And she's just being like, I can read.
I think it also...
Lean in, bitch. Prove it. Go on like a late night show and read a book.
But I would... whatever book she opened, I would be like, she memorized that. Because she said she showed up to Glee every single day and she knew every single line. That says nothing except for maybe she's got a great memory like Corey Cool.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, speaking of Lea Michele's co-star, Heather Morris.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she's a dancer for Beyonce.
Did you hear what happened?
What?
She was telling a story about how her and some dancers went to audition for Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I did hear about this.
And that somebody came out and said, all right, who here is a Virgo? And then some of the dancers raised their hands, and all the dancers who raised their hands saying they were Virgos were asked to leave.
I don't think it happened so clear cut like that, because I read a little bit about whatever the hell you're talking about.
Did you see the video of it? Did you see the video of it?
No. What video?
So when I first read it too, I thought this was just like a retelling of a story, but the story actually came from her like being on a podcast where she was telling the story out loud like this.
Well, what is J-Lo?
Which made it seem better. J-Lo's a Leo.
Do Leos hate Virgos?
I guess. I mean,
what is that man?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me see. They say, I mean, J-Lo's a Leo, and Virgo is the sign that comes after Leo, so sometimes they say those signs don't necessarily get along. Let me see. Ben Affleck. Oh, he's also a Leo.
Two lions.
You ain't lying.
What is a Virgo? Is the Virgo the Beyonce song?
Virgo's Groove.
Virgo's Groove. 10 minutes long. When will Aries ever get that type of respect? When?
What do you think the Aries one would be called?
Aries. Well, what is it? Virgo's Groove. Aries. Aries Ambiance. Come on. Give me that Aries Ambiance.
Okay. I want Pisces Piccolo.
Ugh.
And it's just 10 minutes of a piccolo going off.
Is that very Pisces of Pisces?
I don't know. Fish got teeth, though.
Is Beyonce a Virgo?
Yes.
Oh, I thought she was just like talking about her Virgo friends, or I don't
9-4-8-1.
9-4-8-1.
It's Beyonce's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. The first drag queen I ever saw performed that song, "Get Me Bodied" by Beyonce.
Who was the first drag queen you ever saw perform?
I have no clue, but it was in like Holden Hall, Kiva. Like it was like
Kiva.
It was like an LGBTQ plus event at MSU in the dorms. It was like a Sex in the Dark night type of vibe, you know.
That was the first one you ever saw.
And they played "Get Me Body" by Beyonce, and I was like jaw to the floor. I was like, oh damn, this is like, whoa.
There was the first one I ever saw was at Necto, the Nectarine Ballroom. Are you familiar?
Yeah, in Ann Arbor? Of course.
And there was this bald drag queen. I swear her name was Sabin.
Who? Lucy Liu. You know Lucy Liu?
Oh, look. Oh, I Googled it, and this drag queen does exist. I was right.
Are you familiar with Lucy Liu?
Yes.
Well,
I told her I loved her book.
Well, she told me she loves Necto.
Really?
Yeah, we were backstage or whatever that was, wherever we were.
I remember I was there. That was when what's her name?
us at 80 trying to remember the good old days. Ye olde days.
No, who's that? Oh my god. I keep thinking Wendy Williams, but it's not. Who's
well, I think she Wendy? Went to U of M, and so I was like, oh, I'm from Michigan. And then she was like, yeah. And then I was like, you ever go to Necto? And she's like, oh, have I been to Necto? You know.
Okay.
That's all. Wait, Corey, look what I got in the mail.
Why? Oh, I was trying to think of Wanda Sykes, and I thought her name was Wendy. I'm terrible. I met Wanda Sykes that same time. Oh my god, your frog pride flag. I think it's got too many frogs.
What do you mean?
You know I hate frogs. This is triggering. You won't even watch Piranha the movie, but I have to look at your frog flag.
This is a cute frog flag.
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I wave it. I wave it. What do you mean? I wave it often, actually.
At who? Where?
There's an alert that happens on Twitch streams where it's Alex Jones turned the freaking frogs gay remix.
You've told me this.
Anyway, so the flag is for when that comes on. I wave the frog. I have to wave it. We left it.
Do you ever fly your frog flag?
I often do.
You ever fly your freak flag?
Never. Only my frog flag.
I love that for you. Hey.
What?
I was going to say, there's nothing else on my list. I just looked.
Sounds perfect. Well, I think we did it.
Is there anything else on your list?
I think we nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm looking at my list and I don't think there's anything else.
Hey, speaking of Glee, are you watching Kevin and Jenna on RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race?
I have not seen it yet. They're on it? What? Is that a spoiler? Yeah. I thought they were all hidden contestants.
It's like The Masked Singer where you're not supposed to know their identity, but I'm sorry, Kevin looks just like himself. He looks gorgeous. I've texted him every week after his performance and told him how much I loved it. And I'm like, I hope I'm not annoying you.
Is he saying anywhere on the internet that it's him?
I don't think so.
So are you breaking the news here on Psychobabble?
He hasn't confirmed or denied if it's him via text.
He just gives every text you send him a ha-ha.
Yeah, just a thumbs up and a ha ha.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the reboot of that show, by the way. I think it's fun. I mean, I think all of the, I have figured out who all the celebrities are, except for the ones that I didn't know who they were out of drag as well. But I'm enjoying it. I'm glad they revamped the show. And
I mean, it looks like high production, high budget.
It is. And yeah, and they say one of them is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, and he's killing it. It's actually pretty fun to watch. I set my DVR. It tapes it on Friday nights, and then I usually watch it before the weekend's over.
Okay.
But, wow, not us having such a gleeful episode.
The RuPaul Industrial Complex continues.
Hell.
Hell yeah. You could just leave it at hell.
Hell yeah.
I'm kidding.
You know Wanda Sykes has my birthday?
Pisces groove, baby. Pisces piccolo.
Hey, Pisces. I guess I need to think of a dance.
Who is going to perform the Pisces piccolo and who is going to perform the Aries ambiance? Gaga, of course, because she's an Aries.
Rihanna's a Pisces.
Well, there you have it. Pisces piccolo via Rihanna. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me doing a little this, a little that, a little everything.
Busy girl.
Very busy girl these days. Do you want me to ask you where people can find you?
That's up to you, baby.
All right, everyone. Have a wonderful episode. Happy
later.
September. Happy Virgo month.
Hey, it's September. Wait, this is Virgo month?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're in the Virgo's groove right now. Beyonce's birthday is before this episode will be released.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday, Beyonce. Is that it?
Bye.